Hi, this is Steve Bowes, and you're listening to the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network. Subscribe to all the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network shows on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. Thanks for being a part of the HR Happy Hour family, and enjoy the show.
From HR Wins, I'm George LaRocque. You're listening to another HR Market Watch Future Work podcast. Okay, maybe it's that time of year to get your budget approved and you're looking to include some new HR technology. Or maybe it's mid-year for you, but you've decided you need that new technology to be competitive or improve your level of service or experience for employees or support for your line managers. That tech could be a new HCM platform, might be time to update the payroll, HRIS, and benefit systems, or maybe it's a new recruiting platform complete with AI and automation, or could be a trendy survey, feedback, and analytics solution that's going to help you with culture and engagement, or you might want to bring your employee learning and talent management up to date, maybe all of the above. Whatever's driving your need, it's time to build your business case. You might be in an environment where you need to go see some department heads, get their buy-in to make an argument for a share of that IT budget, or maybe you need to go in and get approval from the CEO, CFO, owner, CHRO, VP of HR, or whoever you need financial approval from. You know, the easy part of all this is getting your cost estimates locked, but you know you're going to get asked that one question. What is this going to do for the business? Is it just a cost, or can we tie it to some impact in the business beyond just better HR workflow? Making your business case for HR software. It's one topic that is always on the list for the employers that I work with. Because of that, it's one of the areas I consistently do research on. And today, I've got a brand new report to tell you about. My friends at Paychex asked me to do some further research on this topic. So at HR Wins, we surveyed 1,000 U.S. employers, leaders located in and outside of HR, to get their perspective on the value that they expect across 17 different categories in HCM and HR tech. We've got new insights into what people are buying, why, and the value they expect in it. It includes two ROI case studies and the four steps to building your business case. Why did Paychex ask me to dig in on this topic? Well, you might know Paychex as a payroll provider, and you're right, they are that, but they're a lot more now. In the last few years, I've watched them roll out incredible new cloud-based HCM technology and services that cover the gamut of HR and talent. They've done it under the leadership of some industry veterans in their tech and development area, as well as strategy and product management. Now, today, I'm excited not just about the report, but about my guest, because they can speak about ROI and building a business case, but can also talk about the growth, success, and the evolution of Paychex into a cloud-based HCM technology and service provider. Now, stick around for the end of the podcast. You'll get the link to the report. It's free, and I'm really proud of it. Or if you're on the HR Wins site, you'll find a link to the report from the post that brought you here today. Paychex is widely known as one of the top U.S. payroll companies. They pay one in 12 Americans in the private sector. But what many people don't know about Paychex is they are so much more than just payroll. Over the last few years, they've made some smart moves with their HCM tech strategy. And if you haven't looked at Paychex's cloud-based HCM technology, it's time you did. I recently worked with Paychex on some research that I'm really excited about. We focused on the return on investment, or ROI, of HCM tech for small and medium-sized businesses. And I'm really excited to chat with someone that has had a lot to do with the moves Paychex made with their tech for small and medium businesses. Tom Hammond is VP of Corporate Strategy and Product Management at Paychex. Tom shapes and directs execution of the Paychex corporate vision and leads the organization that has developed the Paychex HCM products for small and mid-sized businesses. Welcome, Tom.
Thanks, George. It's great to be with you, and really great job on that research paper. We're really excited about the results and look forward to talking about that with you today.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Well, it was fun to work with your team, and it's a topic that I always get excited about because, you know, small and medium-sized businesses that's where most of the economy works. Most people work in those size businesses. So anytime, I can help illuminate opportunities for HR and HR tech in that market segment, I'm excited. But we're not here to talk about me. I've been watching Paychex and your growth and your business performance over the years. I'd love to know if there's anything you can share about that success.
Yeah, that's a great question, George. As you said, when most people think of Paychex, they think of us as a payroll company, and that is clearly our roots. But we are so much more than that. I've been fortunate to work for Paychex for more than 25 years, so I've seen the transformation of Paychex from a payroll and tax filing company into a market-leading provider of payroll and HR outsourcing. When I started with Paychex, we had a little over 100,000 clients, and we were really fueled by payroll. Since then, we've grown significantly through the introduction of our fully integrated platform of products and services, all of which are designed for simplicity to help businesses with a handful of employees to several thousand meet the growing demands of their workforce. We take great pride in helping those business owners achieve success, and we take that responsibility very seriously. Whenever I have a chance to talk to clients or HR or accounting professionals, I always like to take a few moments to just go through our key stats because they're really eye-opening and amazing to think about the number of businesses that trust us and the number of lives that we touch on a day-to-day basis. We serve over 650,000 clients. We're the number one provider of payroll for small businesses, which we define as under 50 employees. We're second in the mid-market, which we define as 50 or above. We pay 1 in 12 American private sector employees. We're the largest 401k record keeper, as defined by number of plans. And what's really amazing to me is one of every two new 401k plans is originated by Paychex. And we have close to 900,000 individuals saving for retirement through our Paychex Retirement Division. Really unbelievable. And then We're the 20th largest insurance agency, George, in the United States with $2.1 billion in premiums paid. So really an unbelievable amount of growth here at Paychex over the years. And again, looking back on this with 20 plus years, we've become so much more. And that's probably the one thing that I consistently like to communicate with any audience I have the pleasure to speak with about being so much more. We've really become payroll and HR outsourcing to 650,000 businesses.
Well, you know, those stats just around the core growth and the core business are really impressive. And that in and of itself has been exciting to watch over the last few years. But I've really been impressed, zeroing in on your technology. You know, we do these briefings at the large HR technology conference once per year. And over the last few years, I've watched Paychex, systematically introduce, the cloud-based platform and then more and more capabilities. And it's been, really interesting to watch, but I don't know if most of the market is really aware of it yet. Can you share, quickly sort of an overview on what's available in the Paychex Flex platform today?
Yeah, I'd love to do that, George. Paychex Flex offers essentially anything that a business owner needs to efficiently handle payroll and HR. We've got modules for recruiting and applicant tracking to find and staff your organization, for electronic and paperless onboarding through a mobile phone or a tablet, all driven by self-service. Market-leading time and attendance solutions, of course, payroll, which is our foundation, our health insurance offerings, workers' compensation, business owner plans, retirement offering, performance management. We really run the gamut from hire to retire through Paychex Flex, a fully integrated HCM offering that we really believe and feel strongly provides the foundation for business owners to do what they need to do so that we can help them fuel their success.
Yeah. Are there particular, you know, types or sizes of companies that gravitate toward Flex that leverage it more so than others?
Yeah. What's interesting about a company like Paychex is we have a very broad and diverse set of clients that we service. Our clients can range from startup businesses, mom and pop stores, bakeries, all the way to high end restaurants, legal professionals, retail trade, construction, healthcare, you name it. We serve an array of clients in any number of industries. And what's really unbelievable when you start to break down some of the numbers, we have close to 100,000 clients in some of these particular industries. So we know the industry very well, and we've designed Flex to actually be applicable to any type of industry, giving the HR and the payroll professional the tools that they need at their fingertips to really be efficient and effective. And we pride ourselves on that. We pride ourselves on being more than just a vendor. We want to be a business partner that helps our clients meet their needs.
Right. And that the platform, as far as the size companies, it's you mentioned you look at the market as under 50 and over 50. Are either one of those segments or both of those segments using Flex today?
Yeah, actually both segments. And that's really the beauty of Flex, George. When we designed Flex, we wanted to build a modular application. We wanted to be in a position that if a business came to Paychex as a startup and needed really just a handful of things, that we could provide it to them in a very cost-effective and efficient manner. But as they grew and as their demands were increased and the numbers of products and services increased that they needed to bring to market, that they wouldn't have to go through a platform upgrade. So we built it in a modular fashion. So as a business grows with Paychex, they can just add on the features and functions that they're interested in. And then we back all of that through a customer service approach that is available 24/7. 365 days a year. And I want to spend a minute on that because essentially we feel that you need to bring a great blend of both technology and service to the table. And we feel we do both of those very effectively to serve the wide array of clients that we have across the US.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the one of the terms, you know, you mentioned scale, it's hard for technology buyers, especially folks that, you know, aren't, you know, tech infrastructure people. I find that word scale, like I'll tell people, well, this product is a little more scalable than others. It's scale is hard for people to get their head around what makes a product more scalable, but just, you know, looking at the size of your customer base and the critical nature of payroll and the data and the sensitivity that is around that. I know because we've talked about it and explored it in those briefings I mentioned, but the infrastructure and the scale that you bring to bear is much different than some, you know, a startup that's entering the market who's, you know, learning what it takes to support a customer base like that.
Yeah, George, if you break down the numbers, they're really incredible to just stop for a second and think about. If we look at on an annualized basis, just within our time and attendance application, we will have over 45 million employee punches. So I want you to think about the infrastructure that's required to make sure that always on technology 24/7/365 to support 45 million punching in and punching out. on an ongoing basis. Our analytics and reports, we had 100 million reports downloaded in the last fiscal year. We're about to go into the busiest of season where every employee is going to want to get access to their W-2s. Ours are going to be available within a few days of the end of the calendar year. And then we're going to see hundreds of millions of employees kind of coming through into the application to get access to all the different forms that they require just to get their taxes paid. Looking at the financial transactions that go through our network is just mind-boggling. And really 213 million checks that we delivered on our last fiscal year. So when you think about it, I like the way that you positioned that. The scale of paychecks is really something when you speak to an industry professional like yourself, you guys really get the sense of, wow, this is a really well-oiled machine that we've spent for decades really getting to the place where we can bring the efficiency and effectiveness to a business owner. And we really work hard to earn their trust on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's really important because it's a, as it mentions in the report, you know, it's a partnership. You know, maybe even more than it's a purely product relationship. You know, you're a business partner with your customers. So we've talked about the product a little. We've talked about, you know, some of the stats around paychecks, but you're the strategy guy. So I'm curious, you know, get your perspective on what was happening in the market, or with your customers, that brought you to bring Flex to market, to move to this, you know, cloud-based platform.
Sure. So most people know that Paychex has taken great pride in having a do-it-for-you model since our inception. So we were the original organization to come to the market, make a phone call, talk to a business owner, capture their payroll hours, and let them move on with their day. But what we found through market research and just taking a look at what's happening in our day-to-day lives as consumers is that self-service has become really important and impactful to everyone. Consumers like us buying anything that we want online at any time. And that really was the genesis of what drove us to the Paychex Flex platform. How can we get a solution that it will scale for any size business, that is simple, that's reliable, and allows business owners or HR functionaries to quickly and efficiently complete their tasks so that they can move on and focus on their next thing, what's important to them? That was our foundational concept. How can we take the complexity out of HR, take the complexity out of payroll? How can we make life simpler for business owners or CEOs and HR professionals? That was essentially the original goal from Paychex from day one, and we haven't deviated one ounce from those roots. Everything we do is about simplifying the process. As we looked at the market and started really diving into the research, we could see that there is a strong desire for all organizations to improve their efficiency. And many organizations are looking to take those traditional HR functions of W-4s and I-9s and maintenance changes and put them into the hands of the employee and then create an opportunity for, I'll call it an HR filing cabinet online. So how do I take that W-4? How do I make it fully electronic? How do I keep an electronic copy of it so the HR department is in compliance? And then provide guardrails for the HR department through approvals and customized workflows that allow efficiency inside of the organization. Let's face it, every org today is looking for how do they drive efficiency. That's the basis of your paper. How do you get ROI through an HCM application? And the genesis for Paychex was really to look for, with the breadth and depth of our solution, recruiting, applicant tracking, onboarding, time and attendance, payroll, retirement, there's an element of employee self-service in every single one of those. If we could put a unified user experience for the employee across every one of those functions and then put workflow and approvals in for the administrator, we will drive a return on investment that will be measurable and impactful for the business owner, regardless of their size, handful of employees, several thousand employees. So That's really been the strategy. And we have been systematically executing on that strategy for several years and really feeling great about where we sit right now, especially with our HR outsourcing that is growing at a double-digit pace.
Wow. Now, a lot of those businesses, those small and medium-sized businesses are, you know, I do a lot of, you know, just general market research, and they're just increasingly, buying and adopting more HR technology. But when I dig in with them, a lot of them are just, they're still using spreadsheets and a couple of apps, right, to get the job done. How have you found those companies, small and medium-sized businesses, as far as readiness for a platform is concerned?
Yeah, that's a very important point, George, and I couldn't agree with it more. We really run the gamut here. So when we are visiting with prospects, there are prospects that come in that have a full HR department, and usually what we find when we're talking with folks like that is they may have separate applications that are not really tied efficiently together. So they're really, their struggles are more along the lines of, this takes too long, or I'm duplicating data left and right in various applications because I've cobbled together different types of solutions from spreadsheet solutions to third-party apps to freemium applications. We also start and see business startups who really have no idea the complexity of running payroll or what are the regulations for HR. But no matter what, when we combine the two, what brings the power of paychecks to bear is when you have four plus decades of experience, there's not much we haven't seen. So we have the ability to walk into a business very quickly, pinpoint for that business how we can introduce efficiency for them and help them achieve their goals. And we start by asking, what is it that you're looking for? Some is really are just looking for, I don't know what I need. I don't know. So how do I get started? What do I have to comply with? And compliance becomes a big deal. When you move into an organization that has a fully functioned HR department, it's about, help me understand how I could be more efficient with my processes so that I could redirect my HR resources to more strategic projects, things that will help the business grow or drive engagement. And really what, again, as we've tried to build Flex, all with that ROI mentality is, how do we create industry-leading technology and back it with great service that will provide to the business owner of any size whatever their demand is? If it's, I'm a startup business, how do I get started and make sure that I can get off on my feet? And I'm going to do a little bit of everything as this business owner to that HR professional or HR functionary who's highly skilled in the HR profession, but wants to focus on that strategic element and doesn't want to take those day-to-day HR calls. How do we help them? So we're seeing a little bit of both of those, but no doubt an incredibly exciting time, both in the industry with the enhancements that we've seen in technology and also what's happening in the business climate.
Yeah. Yeah. So really, you've got to be prepared to lead some to an understanding of where they can achieve that ROI or just the success they're looking for, you know, reaching their goals with this technology. Others, they already understand that, and it's demonstrating to them, you know, how paychecks Flex can help them specifically in their scenario.
Yeah. And George, what's really powerful about paychecks is the breadth of our offering. And that breadth of offering, however, is all fueled by the paychecks Flex technology. And that's a big differentiator to us versus some of our competitors. When you look across the HR industry, we hear a lot now about businesses that are looking for a tech play. So what technology can you provide to me? And then how can I leverage it to be efficient and effective? We also see, though, outsourcing. And outsourcing is very hot right now. You hear a lot about it. And what Paychex brings to bear there, again, fueled by the same technology platform, Paychex Flex, is an administrative model or a PEO model. And when you look at the breadth of our solution, you can start with us as a small business, you can grow with us on that same technology platform, adding modules as you need it. So you're not getting a new user experience, not seeing a new set of mobile applications to deal with. It's the same look and feel across each one of our product lines. But when you move to that PEO, we're introducing a different type of service. So now I've got great technology that I'm accustomed to, but I've put a human resource generalist in there as well. So when people talk about service, it's not really just about how do I use the technology. Our HR generalist comes to the table in our PEO and our administrative services offerings, HR services, to actually help an HR department or a CEO navigate the complexity of HR through both technology and a detailed understanding of the HR environment. So we're really uniquely positioned here in that when we look at the HR services division, the ROI that pops on that is really impressive.
Well, you said a couple of things there, and it's, you know, around the tech and the service. And one of the things that jumped out at me in the research was the fact that there's definitely a preference on the technology side for platforms. And I was thinking, you know, about, I had a question in mind around, in looking at the ROI, is it the software or the service or both that gets you there? And I think you've really just framed it. You know, it's not just software as a service, but it's the service as a service that gets the customer there, and it's in different measure because one size just doesn't fit all. Is that fair? Is that,
George, I think that's dead on. As a matter of fact, that was perfectly positioned in terms of how we look at the market. When I think of what we see, ROI, what differentiates Paychex is the and. So we are strong technology and great service. It's the and. And ROI to us is a bit of both. We will have specific clients that will come to us and clearly indicate that they feel this is a 100% technology play. And as we get into the details with them and they have a opportunity to experience the Paychex experience and the breadth of resource that we bring to market in terms of our level of understanding of the complexities of the regulatory environment to our technology to just what it takes to be an HR professional. We can bring to those types of customers differentiation that allows them to compete in a very competitive landscape for the best employees. And that ASO HR services model gives us the opportunity through technology and our product suite to offer big time benefits to small and medium sized businesses. And that is really needed today when you're looking at record low unemployment. So that ROI to us is absolutely a little bit of both. It's customers that are coming looking this at straight technology. I have great HR professionals. I just need better technology. And we help them navigate the waters to identify where they've got some parts of their process that might be a little bit more disjointed than they need to be. How can we help them leverage our technology to get more efficient? And then for the folks that need a little bit more help on regulations, rules, how to set up an organization, the benefits packages that you might need, the retirement plan that you might need in order to attract and retain the best talent, we can offer that to them. Well, that's what I define as service. There are service offerings too that say, okay, I want to do XYZ in the app. Can you help me with that? Of course, we've clearly got that. But what differentiates us is that HR professional tailored to the great technology that we have that's really driving our ROI.
That's really interesting. I, you know, back to where I started, I wonder how many folks, really understand the depth of what Paychex is bringing to market on the technology and the service side. And I'm happy to help, share that story. It has been impressive. Well,
thank you, George.
I could keep talking about this. I've got a million questions for you, but in the interest of time, I'm going to wrap it up with a two-part question. Really quickly, What's next for Paychex? What are you thinking about for 2019? And then where can everybody, or how can everyone find out about that?
What we're focused on now, we announced at HR Tech a couple of things, but what I'm really most excited about is our Paychex Learning platform. So that's the latest addition to Flex. And what we found in our research is that in a time where there are more job openings than qualified candidates to fill them, we need to provide businesses with another set of differentiation. So we've completely revamped elements of our HR product offering. And within a week, you're going to see a great announcement coming to us about our new Flex HR offering. It's going to have an events calendar that allows an HR professional to track key events. It's going to have a completely revamped performance management module that provides the opportunity for the business to determine the cadence of their review. So gone are the days of the annual review. This gives you the cadence to do it on a monthly basis, quarterly, semi-annually, annually, weekly, if you decide. You customize the questions, and you can get great 360 feedback right through our great technology. But learning management was the next addition to that performance management dialogue. It's one thing to have a discussion on an ongoing basis with an employee to say, hey, thank you for what you've done for me over the last quarter. Really excited about this and that you've accomplished for our organization. But here's what I need you to focus on next. In many organizations, that's where the conversation ends. And the employee leaves that discussion feeling a bit odd. Like, how do I get to that place? What do I need? Or I need help in order to achieve that goal. We identified that need and introduced Paychex Learning. Well, Paychex Learning is being offered through two versions, an e-commerce site where clients can purchase 6 different libraries that are filled with 30 or more trainings per library. They've got close to 200 trainings at their disposal through Paychex Learning Essentials. That's perfect for any size business that may not have the time they need to create their own material. We've got training that covers HR compliance, business skills, leadership and management, sales and service, software applications, and workplace safety. And then for businesses that are a little bit more larger or complex that have created their own training, they can upgrade to our Paychex Learning Enhanced platform and create their own content. They can add videos here. They can do quizzes and tests. So really, we feel that we have now, through these enhancements, really taken HR with a strong performance management culture, but helping the business to actually say, this is what I need next from you, but I'm not going to leave you hanging. I'm going to give you the opportunity to go right into our learning management system and get the training that you need that will help both of us be successful, that will take you to that next place in your career. And by the way, when I couple that with a great benefits package, George, I have an incredible story to retain my best people and to recruit the next people that I need to continue to grow my business. So we're really focused on that inside of HR. You'll constantly also see us investing in our AI technology with our chatbots, just to continue to make it simpler for businesses to find the information that they want at their fingertips. Our partnerships with Workplace by Facebook that introduces chatbot capabilities there, bringing the power of Flex to the social collaboration platform. So you'll see more partnerships coming from Paychex with us trying to differentiate ourselves in a crowded landscape. You'll see more focus on efficiencies. That's really about making it simple. That's the end result. How do we make things simple for businesses so that they can do what they want to do on an ongoing basis and focus on their strategy and growth?
Great. Great. And where can people learn more about this?
Well, you can always check us out at our website at paychex.com. That's PAYCHEX.com. You can find us on LinkedIn by searching Paychex. Follow us on Twitter at Paychex, or you can follow me on Twitter at THammondHR. It's THAMMONDHR.
Great, great. Well, you know, I've referenced the report several times, and there's a lot of, I continuously reference this report. There are some really good nuggets in there about the value of HCM technology. And I know that's available at payx.me/HRwins. And I will have that in the notes on the podcast in the post. Everyone can just click there as they're getting access to this. So, well,
As I said, George, great job on that. That is filled with incredible nuggets that really, I think, reinforce our entire conversation over the last 20, 25 minutes.
Cool. Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a topic I get really excited about. So, Tom, I want to thank you for giving us your time today and sharing so much about Paychex, your services, and the Flex platform.
Thank you, George. I appreciate all the partnership with you over the years and look forward to our next discussion together.
Great. Me too.
Once again, I want to thank our guest, Tom Hammond from Paychex, for sharing some of his time with us today and all his thoughts on HCM technology, ROI, and educating us about the Paychex Flex platform. And I want to thank all of you for listening and sharing some of your time with us. If you'd like to be on the HR Market Watch podcast, just shoot me an email to HRMW, that's HRM like market, W like watch, at HRwins.com, and we'll start the conversation there. Thanks, everybody.